Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey besties! Before we get into the episode, I have some really exciting news. So we have been nominated for an Actor Award. Now, if you have no idea what an Actor Award is, it's basically like the Australian Oscars, and they've got a category there called Best Digital Creator, and we have been nominated for that category. It's an audience choice award, so we need your help. So if you want to go vote, we'll leave the link in the episode description. It's in alphabetical order, and my name is listed as Kat Clark and family, which I'm actually so excited about because last year it was just my name and I really wanted my family involved, but no one was thinking about my kids, you know what I mean? But now they are, so I'm really pumped. So if you've got 5 minutes, jump on the link. Voting closes on the 25th of January. But yeah, if you could do that, I would be so grateful. Now, let's get into the episode. Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties.
So obviously we had an episode last week, but we recorded that before the new year. This is officially our first episode back, and we have so much to tell you.
We have so much to tell you guys. Whoever I was last year, like, just forget her. I'm a new person now.
Yeah, that was the old us.
That was the old us. We're completely different now.
So for any new besties joining us, let's give them a little recap of what a side eye is.
Okay, so side eye of the week is something that happens in your week where it's just a little bit weird, like it's a little bit sus. Honestly, I don't remember the true definition for it because it's been literally so long. Like, can we talk about how this podcast has been going on for like 2 years?
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's actually a year.
Oh, well. It is just a year. But seriously, we talk so much.
We do. I think it's more like a WTF moment.
Yeah.
But you can't really say that out loud. You kind of internalize it. Like, and did that just happen?
It just gives you the side eye.
Yeah.
You know. You'll get it. The more we talk about it, you'll get it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a massive side eye.
Really?
And I'm still not over it. Okay.
I'm so scared.
I shared it on my TikTok, but I need to go into more detail about how traumatizing this event was.
Okay.
So it's Christmas time, right? And we usually split up the visits over Christmas because we have my family and then we have Jonathan's family that we have to visit. So this Christmas, we met up with my family on Christmas Eve and we were going to my cousin's house. He's just bought his first home. He was really excited about having everyone there and everyone was told to bring a plate of food. Now, I haven't had the best experience with my family doing this because last Christmas, my cousin found a fly in her dish.
Oh my God.
But it was kind of like, wait, did that fly just fly in while we were sitting outside or was it cooked in there? So it was kind of just passed off as a bad thing that happened.
Mm.
But 5 hours later, about half of us got gastro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
I think it was sitting in there for a while. But anyways, so we go to my family Christmas this year and the food looks amazing. There's this one lady there that I've never met before, but it's my grandma's friend who's been looking after my grandma because my grandma is 91 and she just got broken up with. Which is like another story. So she had this long time boyfriend. They were dating for ages.
Really?
And he
I don't
broke.
Even remember.
Yeah. Basically, he broke up with her because his health was deteriorating and he couldn't keep helping my grandma go to. It's really sad, but he couldn't help my grandma keep going to these appointments and he had to break up with her, basically. So my grandma made another friend at her church and this lady takes her to her hospital appointments. Anyways, the food's looking amazing and this lady has brought one of her dishes. I don't know what she cooked, but I was just dishing out all my favorite meals and I dished out this noodle. It's called pancit. All the Filipinos would know what that is, but it's basically noodles, pork, veggies, just deliciousness. And I have my first serving and it's amazing. Everyone around me is having the noodles too because it looks so good. I go back for seconds because it's Christmas time and I'm hungry, okay? And I'm halfway through my noodles and I see this like big brown dot and I think it's a raisin at first.
Who puts a raisin in pancit?
Well, that's why I was like, well, you know how old people start adding random ingredients into their stuff? I thought it was like that. But I poke it with my fork and I see its little spiky leg. And I instantly go, oh, my God. Everyone around the table turns and looks at me and they're like, what's wrong? And I was like, about to vomit in my mouth. I'm like, there is a cockroach in my noodles. And everyone's looking at my plate going, oh, my God. And I'm in complete shock. I push it away. One of my aunties goes, just eat around it. I'm like, I'm not eating around the cockroach, okay? Oh, I've probably eaten one of its legs already because it looks gross and crispy like it's been cooked in there for ages. Anyways, I find out that the lady that looks after my grandma cooked the pancit. So... yeah, that was the most traumatizing thing that has ever happened to me.
Oh, my God.
And cockroaches freak me out. Do you remember that one time we had to sleep in my mum's garage once because we were moving house?
I don't like this talk. I'm actually getting – like I actually don't like talking about this. I don't like talking about this.
I have to share this though.
And I'm actually getting goosebumps.
We had to sleep in my mum's garage because we were moving house and we didn't have anywhere to stay. In the middle of the night, I feel something crawling on my arm. It's a damn cockroach, okay? Like crawling. You know how they have spiky legs? Like that is the – and they're not – they're like spiky. Their wings are like sharp and like just gross.
Mom, I've actually got goosebumps. Can
so
we move
I
on?
So I flick it off me. I can't sleep the rest of the night. That whole week I have the heebie-jeebies. That is just from it being on me. Imagine eating it. Like not been able to let this go. It's been so traumatizing.
That is traumatizing. So did you tell the lady who cooked it that there was a cockroach in your food?
No,
sorry,
didn't.
I can't even say it. Ugh.
Do you want to say it again? What?
No.
Okay. No, I didn't tell her because I felt bad. But do you know what really annoyed me? I whip out my phone because that's what I do when something traumatizing happens to me. I got to tell my besties what's happened, right? So I'm filming this cockroach and then my auntie gets angry at me. She's like, stop filming. That's not good. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, are you kidding me? I am documenting this part of my life so that I feel somewhat better. Please do not tell me to not record the cockroach.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I didn't tell the lady, but I did document it for my besties.
Yeah, family Christmas was honestly rough this year.
It was rough. Should we you share your side eye first before we get into that?
Well, my side eye isn't to do with family Christmas.
Oh, what is it about?
It's actually to do with this damn car I've been driving around. Because tell me why. I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast yet, but my aircon hasn't been working for like 3 months.
Mm.
And if you live in Australia, you know how hot it is. Like when I'm sitting in my car, when I get out, there's a pool of sweat underneath me. Like it's
Yuck.
Bad.
Yeah, that's why your car smells weird.
It does not smell weird.
It does.
Okay.
Just be honest. It's okay. Okay. We all start somewhere.
And your car used to smell weird too.
Yeah, I know.
So
am I denying it?
No, but like maybe no one wants to come in my car now. Anyways, so the aircon isn't the problem anymore. It's actually my window.
What?
It doesn't go up or down.
Oh,
and so
no.
The other day, I'm like pulling up to the underground car park where you have to get a ticket out the window.
Oh, no.
And I'm like freaking out because I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally forgot. Like usually I do it like minutes prior because like it takes a while for it to get down.
Oh.
And I was like freaking out. Anyways, it went down. But yesterday I went to the GYG drive-through. Tell me why. It went down, but then it literally never went back up. Like my window did not go back up. And I was like, nah, I need a new car. Like,
do you know what?
This is ridiculous.
So it's down at the moment?
No, I had to like do some weird stuff. I had to like turn it off and on and like open the door, relock it. It was weird.
Because I was going to say the worst thing about not being able to do your window up is huntsmen can crawl into your car.
I know.
Cockroaches can get in there.
I know. That's why I was like not going home until I winded it up.
Yeah, winded it up. You have an electric window.
Yeah, but like wind the window up, yeah, wind the window down. I don't know. But yeah, that was – it's just so annoying. You never know how much you need your window to work.
I know.
Until it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I've driven a car like that before. It was Dad's old Civic. But what used to happen is you would press the button for the window to go down and it would go halfway down and then just slam down. And Dad would have to like fully get in there and like pull it up to make the window go up.
See, I'm like, I literally feel like one of these days I'm going to have to open my door to pay for my food in the drive-through.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, my window doesn't work. How embarrassing.
Can I tell you a really embarrassing story? Oh, well, it's not embarrassing. It's actually very dangerous.
Mm.
I used to have this really shitty car.
Oh, I know this. I feel.
Have I shared this before?
Your brakes.
Yeah. Have I shared this before?
Not on the pod.
Okay. All right. So I used to have this really bad car and I was so broke that I couldn't take this car in to get serviced for ages. And it was one of those times, you know, when you're so broke and you go to the petrol station, you're like, okay, I got $5 to put fuel in. That's all I can do. That's how broke I was. And my car was in very bad shape. And my brakes stopped working because the brake pads were so low. Oh, so I would drive this car and I would use the handbrake to slowly brake. When I went to lights, when I went to anything, so I would have to slowly like raise my handbrake to brake.
That is so random.
Probably highly like, illegal. I don't know if we can include
it
that.
It is highly illegal, but I told my friends about this and they're like, just imagine her on the highway.
I did drive on the highway.
And like, you have to slow down. Like, do you know how dangerous that is?
I know it's really dangerous, but I always used to drive in the slow lane when my brakes were like that.
Oh my gosh, I literally can't.
But I'm a changed person now. I have a Tesla. So all those hard times really paid off.
Yeah, wow.
I'm so glad we're back though because we have so much to tell.
I know. Literally so much has happened.
And there was so much stuff that happened that I couldn't share on my TikTok because, you know, there are people that watch my TikTok that don't listen to Basically Besties. So I feel like I'm a little more open on Basically Besties. Yeah.
Basically Besties is like the actual besties. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if we said anything that we say on the podcast on TikTok, like people would like try to cancel us or something.
Yeah, I
like
agree.
I've said this multiple times. Like,
yeah.
I honestly, TikTok is just another world.
Yeah, because it goes to everyone. It goes to your haters. It goes to people that you've never, you know,
reached before.
Yeah. Whereas Basically Besties, you guys are the real ones.
Yeah. You guys get it. So
I agree. So yeah, one of the things I really did want to chat about was Christmas Day. Because I feel like people can probably relate to this because on Christmas, it's a day for catching up with friends and family. And sometimes things can get a little heated and messy, especially when alcohol is involved, right?
Mm.
Because sometimes you say things you don't really mean and sometimes you can hurt people's feelings, or sometimes the truth comes out, right? Mm. And that person has probably been holding on to that truth for so long, and then when they finally let it out on Christmas Day, it's hectic.
Yeah.
So our Christmas was kind of chill. We live on the Gold Coast. And so we didn't want to do anything extreme this year because sometimes it can feel like a lot when people come over. So that's why we had it at my auntie's house, but we actually celebrated on Christmas Eve. Was it?
I don't know.
Or like so long before ago. Christmas. We celebrated at my auntie's house before Christmas, and this actual Christmas Day was at our house and just Jonathan and his brother. So Jonathan and his brother are so close because they've only, you know, really got each other. And it's been like a very interesting time of year for us. So if you have been following along, Jonathan's mum is actually in hospital currently. She's in ICU and not doing too well. So there's a lot of emotion and stress there.
So what happened was my dad's brother, so my uncle, he was staying over Christmas Eve, staying for Christmas Day and then sleeping over again and then leaving on Boxing Day, right? That was the plan. And Correct. Also we had like Mel over here too, mum's best friend. But
she's basically family.
Yeah, but we had – so it was us four,
yep.
Dad's brother, his wife, and then their two kids.
Yeah.
So it's a packed house.
And we had a big night on Christmas Eve, but it was the only people that had a big night were Mel, Jared, Jonathan's brother,
and Lauren, you,
his wife, and me.
And they literally stayed up till like 5 a.m.
Yeah, we were
on Christmas crazy. Eve.
Like Jonathan had to come down and say, "Kat, get to bed right now because the kids are going to be up in 2 hours." Like that is how crazy it got. And I listened because I'm a good girl. Anyway, so we wake up the next morning, right?
Do that again. That was disgusting. Fuck. Because I'm a good girl.
I am like, a good girl.
Okay.
Okay, well, now I'm embarrassed. Fuck, I didn't want you to contribute and bring me down. I wanted you to contribute to make this conversation interesting. It's so frustrating sometimes.
Okay.
Now I've lost track again. I can't even do my job properly.
Okay, so you came down because you went to bed at 5 a.m.
So the kids woke up at like, they woke up pretty late, like 8 a.m. We all come down. We open presents. Tisha gave me a microwave.
Did. That was a good gift though, because I exploded the plate in the last microwave when I was making popcorn. So
yeah, my whole idea was to come down in matching PJs. I wore like the shorts, and everyone else just didn't bother because I was just too hungover to care. Anyways, so we do presents, and then
we got Macca's breakfast.
Yeah, we got Macca's breakfast.
How good was that?
Amazing. And then Jonathan starts getting ready for the beach because it's a beautiful day.
And that's like the plan. Like if we're spending Christmas on the Gold Coast, we're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Like we did that. We do that every year.
Yeah. And we wanted to get there early because by lunchtime it gets pretty packed. So I don't do anything. Jonathan starts packing the car and getting everything ready. And then Jared's like, "What are you doing, bro?" And he's like, "Going to the beach. What do you mean? Like, that's what we're doing." And he's like, "Oh yeah, well, we're not going to go because, we're going to play on the scooters that I got for the boys for Christmas." So Jared got scooters, like electric scooters for the boys. And Jonathan's like, "Okay, whatever. That's weird. The boys want to come with us."
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Us, but you do you. So that started to create a little bit of tension. I'm living my own life on the couch, like just trying to survive. So I don't know any of this is happening. I don't even know Jared's not coming at this point. And then I hear them start yelling and I'm like, what is going on? So Jared has asked Jonathan for the scooter charger because Deja already had this scooter and Jared only wrapped up the boys' scooters, didn't accidentally forgot to bring the charger. So he needed the charger from Deja's scooter to charge the boys' scooters. And Jonathan's like, I don't know, bro. I'm literally about to leave the house because at this point we were all in the car about to reverse out. And he's like, I'll find it when we get back. And he's like, the fuck, bro? Like, I need the fuck, like going absolutely psycho. Like, I need the chargers to charge the scooters so that we can scoot around. And then Jonathan's like, bro, I'm literally about to leave. Like, find it yourself type of thing. And so he reverses out, we go to the beach and everything's all fine. I know Jared is annoyed, but I didn't realize how annoyed he was.
But like before we left, he's like, oh, well, let's just go then. But we didn't really know if he would go or anything.
Anyways, we get back home and Jared's packing his car to leave. And Dad is not happy. Is that what happened?
Yeah. No, they were already packed and then we got back home and they were just like basically just packing their last few things. And then Dad and Jared, they got into like another big fight and they're like, I don't know. To be honest, I think they were both in the wrong.
Yeah, I agree. They were both in the wrong.
Like Dad could have found the charger for him because like it's Christmas and they just wanted to ride the scooters, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't know. It's not my business.
Yeah, I just weird. Think it was just a lot of tension and a lot of emotion. And they're both obviously going through so much already, like with their mom being in hospital. You know, they wanted to do separate things on Christmas Day, that type of thing. There was just a lot of emotion there. Mm. I've never seen Dad so pissed off.
Really?
He was angry.
I thought they were going to punch on.
Yeah, I literally thought they were going to punch on.
Get the F out of my house. And I was like, in the bathroom, I was like, oh, yep.
Anyway, so they left. They left and we kind of just chilled out for the rest of the day. We had so much seafood because we bought, I'm not joking you, we had about $600 worth of seafood, like lobsters, oysters, like the works, everything. Because we wanted to have it with everyone. And they left.
So, but then my grandparents came over and we ate it with them. But there was still so much left over.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so good. I love having all that seafood to ourselves anyways.
Yeah, it was really good. That was fun.
So, yeah, it was a – I feel like everyone thinks like our Christmas is like, oh, big family things and just so perfect. But honestly, like we don't even have a big family. Like half our family don't even talk to us. And the other half is like just a bit off with the fairies. So
yeah, Jonathan's family is very small and
just always on different terms with them.
Yeah.
It's like some years we're good with them, some years we're not.
Yeah, it's actually, it's a very...
It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
And then mum's family is just crazy.
Yeah, so. My family is nuts. No, like if you
sense
know
of
any...
social cues or boundaries.
It's just crazy.
So usually it's just us four.
Yeah. But...
But it was still good.
It was still memorable.
Yes.
That's for sure. When there is a lot of conflict happening around me, I definitely hide away.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a mediator, but it depends who it's with. Like if it's my dad, like obviously not because he's like authoritative to me or whatever. Yeah. But like if it's friends, I'm like, guys, be for real right yeah. now. Like, I'm always mediating things, so.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm definitely, like, a mediator.
Yeah, for sure. I think it depends on the circumstance, yeah, right?
Depends on the people.
Yeah, like, when Dad and Jared were fighting, I was definitely in the corner,
yeah,
hungover as hell, thinking, oh, my God, and my heart was racing. Like, I was
genuinely scared.
Hey?
Why were you scared?
Because I literally thought they were going to punch on in the house. And, like, that's what brothers do, right? They, like, beat each other up and then they're fine the next day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think sisters do that too. Like, they slap each other. I don't know. I've never had a sister. But, like, you know, they get into cat fights and then the next minute they're like, can I borrow your dress? So I didn't know what was going to happen, but it was getting really heated that it made me feel super uncomfortable. But in saying that, like, when Jonathan and I fight, I am pretty stubborn and like to kind of dig my heels in and, you know, have a good argument type of thing. So I think it does depend on the person and the circumstance.
Yeah.
How 100%. I respond.
I agree.
Or like if there was conflict at a shop, like if say we're out in public and a person is getting angry at me for, I don't know, accidentally tapping them with my trolley or something, I would freak out. I hate that type of conflict.
Really? I hate it too. It was like when we went to that festival and I accidentally walked in front of the police car. I was like, oh, fucking sorry. Like, it's not that big. Like, I fully started going off with this, like, lady because she was like, she lost it at me. Do you remember?
No.
Like, when we first walked in, I accidentally walked across the street in front of that police car.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fucking chill out. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but then do you know what happened after that? So, you know how we walked down the wrong street and then the cop was like, go back up to the top of the line and line up?
Yeah.
And then Coco was like, nah, we're cutting in and started cutting in. I hate pushing in, by the way. I felt super uncomfortable doing that.
Yes. Yeah,
but then we did it and the guy in front of me was like, the line's back there, love. And I was like, my friends are there. Like, that made me super uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's why I came and stood with you. And if he said something, I would have been like, say it to my face. I'm very small for someone who's very confrontational.
You're like a chihuahua.
I literally am. Because, like, if somebody – that's the thing. If somebody tries to mess with, like, the people I'm with, like, I got the biggest mouth, but – I can't do anything. I'm tiny.
Yeah, I.
But like, I just like to stand up for my friends.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm very like, okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I was
at
just
all.
About to be like, you're right. Like, you're literally fine.
Yeah, Dad is very. So we were up the front talking about that festival again.
Yeah.
We were up the front listening to
Central C.
That's it. And someone tried to cut in front of us to go in like. Before us, like to get closer to the stage. And Dad was like, nah, mate. And I was like, oh my God, what if his girlfriend's a fan? Like, don't be mean like that. Like, let him through. And he's like, nah, we worked our way to get up this far. Like, they're not cutting in front of us.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, that you and Dad are very like, nah, stand your ground. Whereas I'm like, okay, you can cut in front type of thing. I don't like to anger anyone.
Yeah, that sucks. So good. Okay, so we recently, you guys would have seen on Mum's TikTok, she's been dropping a lot of hints and clues about the new business. I don't know whether to call it our business or like your business. Because you're like, it's our business. But I'm like, is it? Because I've literally done nothing.
Well, you're taking a percentage of the money.
Okay, true. So can I say it's our business?
Yeah. Now that you put it like that you don't do anything, maybe I should put you to work.
No, but I am going to do stuff.
Okay.
When it launches.
Yeah, you better.
I will. But I'm saying right now, like.
Yeah. No, I get you because Deja's the same. But it is our business. Like, I created this for many different reasons, and one of them was to help support my family, you and Deja. You know, I want to leave you guys with something when I die.
That was so deep. So fast.
Sorry. But I want to be able to give you guys something. But also I created it. So when I left my toxic relationship, I'm not even kidding you, the moment I stepped on to the train to run away, I remember making a promise to myself that one day I would be in the position to be able to give back to women that were going through what I was going through. Mm. And it's always been my main purpose in life. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was like, do I go back to uni? Do I study to, you know, work in those areas? Like, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew that that was one thing that I wanted to do with my life.
Mm.
So a percentage of our business is actually going to an organization called Small Steps for Hannah. And it feels like my goal is actually coming to life.
Wow. Yeah. Your life purpose is done. Now what?
No, it's not done. I want to give back in more ways. Like, that is just a small way of how I'm going to be able to give back. But I want to give back on a larger scale. Like, I don't know if it's to be able to, you know, fund a house where women and men can go to that are, you know, struggling in those situations. I really don't know, but that is my main goal in life, to obviously be a good mum and to provide for my children and my family. But also there is that other bigger purpose where I want to help people who are really struggling in that area, yeah, because it's not an easy road.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So anyways, I'm really excited about you and Deja being a part of our business, but I'm also really excited for not just our besties who are listening to this, but when I can start sharing this information on TikTok, because I just love what our brand stands for,
yep,
everything about it. I think people are just going to be, they're just going to fall in love with it. Just how much we've fallen in love with it. And I feel like when we did that photo shoot, it just made it feel so real.
Yeah. So we just did a photo shoot recently with everything. It's so hard to like talk about it without spoiling anything. Mm. But it's good because we're almost coming up to launch. So that's really exciting.
I know. Only a few more weeks until we tell you guys.
I just can't wait for that. But this photo shoot, how long do you think we were shooting for?
6 hours.
Like, I reckon longer.
Eight.
Like 8 hours.
Well, we
hours.
Got there at 8 a.m. and we left at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 7 hours.
It was so long.
Yeah.
I've never I have this whole new respect for models because it was so tiring, hey?
Yeah, it was exhausting. By the end, you know when you're doing those fake smiles?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we really need to call it quits. But the reason why we did that was because funding this business isn't cheap. It's basically taken my whole life savings, but it was the most affordable way to get all those photos done in one day. So usually businesses will obviously spread it out over every few weeks or whatever, but we could only afford the one day. So that's why I wanted to get all the photos done. So these photos are for our website, are for little like media envelopes that will go in your package. We're thinking about getting some like little merch done for the first 1,000 people that purchase. We're going to give them some freebies. So those photos will be used for a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a long day. Hey.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a normal day of shooting.
Really?
I don't think so.
But it was a lot of fun though.
It was.
It's cool to finally see everything like come to life and.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Deja really thrived.
Yeah.
I don't think she got tired at all.
No. She's just a ball of energy.
She is a ball of energy. She doesn't stop, but she also loves modeling and she was a natural. She was behind the photographer giving me tips on how to pose because I'm super awkward.
Mm.
I've only just learned how to pose for the red carpet and I have one pose, you know what I mean? So I'm very awkward. I don't know what to do. I feel very insecure, whereas Deja was like, do this, mom, and like giving me tips on how to pose. And then when she got behind the camera,
so
it
good.
Was just so natural. Like,
she is such a natural.
Yeah. How did you feel behind the camera?
Not the best. I don't know.
You were good too though. You're very natural and
I don't know, just like photos like that like weird me out. Like candid photos I like better.
Yeah, I get you.
Like when I'm like, can you make me laugh? Like I like that. Like I hate like fake smiles. You
well,
know?
Your favorite photo from that photo shoot was when you were doing the ups.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will see it eventually, but because obviously that's our brand, it really triggers the Karens, but we just find it so funny because, you know, we're literally doing it's a promo shoot for our business and doing the ups at the same time type of thing.
I think I literally got in front of the camera and that was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
And I was like, can we do that? And they were like, yes, we love it. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun being able to have full control over what we post because so when we started off being influencers, especially for me, I was just like, yes, I will do any job, sign me up, give me the money because obviously I wanted to make money and I needed to feed my family. Then as I started to grow, I loved being able to have that choice of who I actually worked with. Now that I have that choice and I don't – like I hardly ever post, you know, brand deals. It's only with companies that I really want to work with. But even then I don't have full control. Like there is like a brief that you have to follow. There's certain things that you have to say.
They're very strict sometimes. Yeah. Like I remember once – like I get in trouble a lot for saying frickin'. They're like, nah, you have to reshoot. And I'm like, oh – so it's going to be good like having full control over our marketing because we can just let loose.
Literally.
So like a lot of brands, that's the thing. Like I'll go to them and I'll be like, can I post this? Like this will perform really well with my audience. And they're like, no, like you can't do it like this. And then I do it like that and it performs terribly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's because you didn't let me be my true authentic self.
Yeah. And see, that's what I want to carry on throughout the like everyone that we work with, say in future we are in the position to be able to afford, you know, influencers to work with, I want to give them the product and be like, do whatever you want. I don't want to be one of those companies that's like, you have to do this, that and the other, because that just makes it feel so inauthentic. And I also really want to work with micro influencers. I feel like do you know what a micro influencer yeah, just like a smaller creator. I feel like I follow so many and they're so interesting and really authentic, and they're the type of people that I want to kind of work with our 100%.
Business. 100%.
What I was thinking of doing, Tish, and tell me if this is crazy, I was thinking one day when we release our brand that we go – that I post on my stories, hey, guys – I'm going to Pack Fair in 2 hours.
No, you cannot give them 2 hours.
How long?
Girl, like 10 minutes. Are you kidding?
Two hours. Okay, an hour. Because what if people are in Brisbane or, you know, they want to make the trek? I think this will be fun. Listen to my idea. I give them notice on my stories. We go to Pack Fair and we give out like 100 things of our business.
Yeah. That would be so sick.
Wouldn't that be so much fun?
Yeah, we'd, yes.
And I feel like the people that make the effort to come and meet us and grab free stuff would actually review, you know.
You know, that would be so good.
Yeah.
Probably chaotic, but good.
I'll get like, no, I won't tell Pack Fair because they'll be like, no, you can't come. I'm just going to do it. Honestly, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh, my gosh.
You heard it here first. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. Just keep your eyes peeled when we launch. Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that we have episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, situated on Gadigal land, and hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.